I'm Alex Aubuchon, Alabama Public Radio News. NASA is inviting scientists to use data from a satellite set for launch around 2020. The space probe is called TEMPO. It's designed to look for pollution in the upper atmosphere. NASA is teaming with the University of Alabama in Huntsville for a workshop on how scientists can get that data from the TEMPO satellite and use it in their research. Professor Michael Newchurch came up with the idea of having the application workshop at the university. He says he only expected about 20 or 30 people to attend.
It's not a science workshop. This is about talking to and listening to the users. And we have a broad spectrum of users. We're up to about 130 registered people for this workshop already. And they come from all over the country, all walks of life, quite a broad spectrum of users.
The workshop is a way for scientists on the TEMPO project to answer questions that general users might have about the data and workings of the satellite. Six finalists have made the short list to replace Tommy Bice as the next school superintendent of Alabama. The State Department of Education announced the finalists yesterday. They include three local school superintendents, one of whom previously served in the State Education Department. The finalists are Bill Evers, a research fellow at Stanford University, Dee Fowler, the superintendent of Madison City Schools, Janet Womack, superintendent of Florence City Schools, Craig Pouncey, the superintendent of Jefferson County Schools, and a former deputy state superintendent, Gina Ross, the secretary of the Alabama Department of Early Childhood Education, and Michael Sentence, an education consultant and the former education advisor to the governor of Massachusetts. Members of the State Board of Education will interview those six candidates in early August. The board began searching for a new superintendent after Tommy Bice announced his retirement in March. Physical education teachers will be sharpening their skills today at the University of South Alabama. The campus is hosting a health and physical education conference featuring activities including bowling. Nancy Ray is a health and physical education specialist with the State Department of Education. She says the conference is looking for a specific type of teacher.
Any physical education teacher in the state of Alabama that teaches kindergarten through 12th grade, be it public or private school, or even our pre-service students that are in universities that are going for certification in physical education can attend.
For more information on today's event, you can head to the Alabama Department of Education website. And the president of Mobile Memorial Gardens, Timothy Claiborne, says a cemetery is supposed to be a place for peaceful reflection, but Claiborne tells WKRG that Pokemon Go players are interrupting that, walking around burial plots with cell phones in hand and driving cemetery roads aimlessly. He's banned players of the game from the cemetery. Now your forecast.
After a mild and muggy start to our Wednesday, the risk of a few scattered storms developed this afternoon. Temperatures topping out in the mid-90s. Going to be hot today. And on Thursday, same deal. Expect the risk of a few scattered afternoon storms. Chance of storms increases on Friday and Saturday. On WBUA, Chief Meteorologist Richard Scott, that's your local weather forecast.